Last week, when I talked to the wonderful Don Kreutzma about his book, Birdsong for the Curious Naturalist, we naturally had to discuss the bird making the news right now, the white-throated sparrow.
Oh, white-throated sparrows have wonderful songs, don't they? And everybody in the North Country knows them, and they migrate south, and people in the South also know them as they warm up singing in the spring. It's just a delightful sound. And there have been anecdotes about a standard white-throated poor Sam Peabody, a certain style of song disappearing. So there are anecdotes of things that have changed over the years, but nobody has kept track of this carefully until Ken Otter at the University of Northern British Columbia started recording these birds and looked into all the recordings that have been made over the years and has documented how that Peabody triplet is being replaced by a doublet that seems to have begun on the West Coast and is headed east. In the book, I provide some examples from Minnesota. Michigan and Ontario of those western doublets. And then the eastern triplets, I have Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine. And somewhere between New England and western Ontario, you know, these songs seem to be marching to the east. It really is a delightful phenomenon because the song is so noticeable. Everybody knows the song. Everybody can hear what's going on with these songs. People who study these kinds of things call this cultural evolution. And these songbirds learn their songs just like we learn to speak. And so they have options as to which songs they sing. And it is culture. It's an oral tradition. These songs passed on from one generation to the next. So the reason the white-throated sparrow is so fascinating is that because everybody can hear it. These things are going on in other species too, like chestnut-sided warbler. And probably the ultimate example that's been known for some time about very rapid cultural evolution is with humpback whales, where the males seem to be continuously changing their songs to match others in the singing population.
Most of the news reports I've read about the new white-throated sparrow song say the males are picking up this new song because the females prefer it. But these stories leave out an important detail unique to white-throated sparrows. This species comes in two color forms. Half have tan and half have white stripes on their heads. Over 97% of all pairs of white-throated sparrows include one tan and one white-striped bird. All males sing, but half the females, the ones with white stripes, sing too.
I don't know of any other species that has this kind of system. And the fact that the female sings is somewhat missing from this white-throated sparrow doublet triplet story because, you know, the females are also singing. So the explanation that maybe the males are switching to this new song because the females are impressed with it, you know, doesn't quite fly because she sings too. So what gives? All the recordings that would be in the archives would be of a white-throated sparrow singing, regardless of the color of the crown. So nothing is known about how these doublet songs are proceeding with respect to crown color and sex.
People living in the North Woods may still be hearing white-throated sparrows, and those of us living in inappropriate habitat in town will soon be seeing them back at our feeders as migration begins. I asked Don what we should be listening for in August and September. He said young birds will be practicing.
Oh, it's the same beautiful, pure whistle, but often those whistles are wavering and the bird is unclear. You know, eventually he may sing a high, poor Sam, Peabody, Peabody. Eventually he will settle on just one song. A few birds sing two different songs, but mostly he'll settle on one particular song with rhythm and the frequency changes in a predictable way. But not so the young bird migrating through, coming through in the fall. He's uncertain as to whether that first note needs to be higher or lower than the second one. And maybe he'll sing just one note of, in Minnesota, it would be the doublet now. Maybe he'll sing a doublet. But he's very uncertain. He's practicing. And eventually, of course, he'll get it right. And you'll hear a lot of this same uncertainty again in the spring. It's unclear whether those are first-year males or first-year birds or older birds, male or female. But it's wonderful to listen to the uncertainty as these birds practice their songs.
I happen to live on Peabody Street specifically because when I was walking through the neighborhood looking for houses for sale in early 1981, I turned at the street sign because of white-throated sparrows.
And I'm kind of sad, Laura. I like the Peabody, or as I also like the mnemonic, oh, sweet Canada, Canada, Canada.
I guess here in Minnesota, we'll now be able to use the mnemonic, yeah, sure, you bet, you bet, you bet, you bet. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.